Thank you for joining us today. Our prayer is that your life will be touched by the Spirit of Almighty God with constant and powerful truths that can be applied to your everyday life.
Several weeks ago, I started the series with our teenagers, and it's about putting God first. And as I was preparing it, I thought, man, and in teaching, I thought, I would really love to share this. You know, everybody needs to hear this. I need to hear it. Everybody needs to hear it. And I'd really love to share this with the church. And so I just, you know, it was titled God First. I mean, God first, Jesus first, and then I just a series, and I started teaching. So the first one was First Things First, and then I had, you know, the second one, and I've done two or three, I guess three, maybe four of those series in this. And so I'm like, I would love to teach this in here, but I don't know when. And I'm certainly not going to give my note to somebody else and say, hey, you ought to teach this. It's pretty darn good. But I thought about the importance of what I was teaching them, and I really wanted to share it. And then so along comes the pastor and asks me to speak a couple of Wednesday nights. And I said, man, I know exactly what I'm going to talk about. And then I sit in on a couple of Wednesday nights, two Wednesdays in a row, and I hear Melanie talking about time and you know, the great exchange. And she asks us, she says, our days are numbered and we should be aware of this, you know, be very aware of the fact that our days are numbered. And she starts asking, what are you trading your time for? Because you've got your life, you know, every minute of your day, what are you trading your time for? Is it worthy? You know, are you trading for something good? Are you trading for something bad? Something's going to corrupt you? You know, is it important? What are you willing to exchange your time for in life? And then Sunday morning, Adam is speaking, and he's what he preached and what he practiced, talking about Jesus. And he made a comment. He said, you can't change your behavior by telling yourself not to think about or not to do sinful things. And when he said that, I'm like, because the series that I started on putting God first deals with our thoughts. And so whenever Adam said, you can't think about the negative, okay, I can't sin. You can't live telling yourself, well, I can't sin, I got to stay away from, because what happens is you'll dwell on those things, and whenever you start dwelling on those things, you magnify them. You remember he said that? And I thought, man, that just flew all over me. I thought, that, so what happens is Melanie teaches for 2 weeks about time and its importance and what are you exchanging your time for, and then Adam comes along and gives that statement in his. And I said, man, mine, even though I did them a few weeks, will fall right in behind that, right in behind them. So I start thinking, okay, God, am I, you know, are you sure about this? Is that what I'm supposed to be? But then just one after another, but in between Melanie and Adam, it was a confirmation. So I think, hey, I'm gonna teach those. So I want to talk to us tonight about putting God first. Putting Jesus first. And I'll carry this on until next week too. But tonight is First Things First. That's the title of tonight's message. What do you look at when you see your priorities and when you prioritize your life? What do you see on the top of your list? I mean, just think about it for a minute. When you begin to prioritize your life, what do you put on the top of your list? Is it home? Relationships? Is it the job? Is it finances? Is it the car? I mean, with the youth, you know, I was saying, is it school? Is it youth group? I mean, but honestly, think about it. Whenever you prioritize your life and you're going to set your priorities, what do you put on the top of your list? What's the most important to you? I mean, and you will take them from top and what's most important all the way down to least important. Is it Instagram? Is it your music? Is it your TV? Is it Snapchat? I don't know. What is it in your life that's so important that it finds the top of your list? I love the scripture that Melanie gave last Wednesday. 1 Corinthians 3:11-15 says, for no one, I'm reading the scripture, I put the scripture on my paper, I took it out of my Bible, I promise I did. I just can blow it up here, and so, you know. I don't want to look like the chicken up here, so I just blow it up. 1 Corinthians 3:11-15. For no one can lay any foundation other than what we already have, Jesus Christ. Right? Y'all remember this? She talked about this. Anyone who builds on the foundation may use a variety of materials, gold, silver, jewels, hay, wood, straw. But on the judgment day, fire will reveal what kind of work each builder has done. The fire will show if a person's work is any value. If the work survives, that builder will receive a reward. But here's the point in verse 15. But if the work is burned up, what does it say? The builder will suffer great loss. The builder will have, he will be saved, but like someone barely escaping through a wall of flames. And I love it when she said that. That just went off inside of me also, because I'm thinking, I'm talking about prioritizing our life, putting God first. First things first, what's on the top of your list? And in the scripture, it says that, listen, you can do a lot of things. You can do a lot of things, and they may not be godly things. And you could, but as long as you get saved and you're here, you live eternity with Christ. But if you haven't done anything of value on this earth, it's going to be like a person escaping through the fire. And I thought about a house burning down. Think about this. What's in your home? Everything. And so in your house, you've got everything that you've worked for, everything that you've collected, everything that's important to you. It's in that house, but you don't have insurance on it. And so the house burns down and you're in it. It catches fire and you wake up and there are flames everywhere and you're just fighting. I mean, you're doing the whole stop, drop, and roll thing. You're trying to get out of there. Trying to get out of that inferno. And you look and you see, I mean, you know, people will die in a house not because of the flames, but because of the smoke inhalation. And so it's hard to find your way out. So you're fighting through the smoke. And all of a sudden you see there finally, and you go bursting out of there through the flames, and you turn around and the house just crumbles to the ground with everything you have in it, and you didn't have insurance. So there you are. I'm alive. I'm alive. And that's a good thing. But everything I've got is gone. Everything that I thought was important is gone. Everything that I put all my, that I exchanged my time for is gone. So you get saved. And I mean, it's true. She said, you know, you see people out here, they're saved. And you can get saved and just not really give your whole being over to Christ, and you don't put God on top of your list, and you'll do thing after thing after thing, and you'll exchange your time on this earth for this or for that. And I'm not re-preaching her message. It just was resounding inside of me. And it's like your escape there. And so here's the deal. Do you make it to eternity with Jesus? Sure. Yeah, you can. You can be saved. Listen, but it's just like barely escaping through the fire. I want to be the person who, whenever I get into eternity, I'm not living in a cardboard box. I mean, and that's what it's like. Yeah, you got saved, and I'm here, and I'm standing over here all smoldery and smoking and looking around, and there's people in mansions, because the Bible talks about mansions. It talks about mansions. And so here I am just going, let me go sit. Oh, no, no hair, never mind. No, yeah, I'll be in a glorified body, you know, so I'll have hair. And singed up, though, maybe, because I don't want to be like that. I don't want to just be barely scraping through the fire. I don't want to be like that. And I hope that you don't. So we're talking about prioritizing our lives. What's on the top of your list? First things first. What's first in your life? Is it your pet? Is it your work? Listen, I work in a hospital, and there's some folks coming there with their pets, and the pets are the first thing on their list, and I can promise you that, and it just drives me insane. Nothing, I'm not a pet hater. Don't send me no dirty email. Don't bust me out on Instagram or anything like that, because I don't ever read it anyway, but you know, putting them as a priority over everything and over other people. And I hear comments, well, I love dogs way more than I love people. And I mean, you know, that's fine. And I get that. Some people just act like dogs and you want to, but no, I mean, they're people. And so what is it that's most important? What's at the top? Is it your clothes? I mean, you know, got to have the latest fashions. Have you seen what Jenny's got down at the boutique lately? I mean, I got to have that, you know? And it's good stuff. I mean, my wife's been in there and said, yeah, give me that. And yeah, but what is on the top? And so here's what happens as Christians. As Christians, we say, well, come on. Obviously, God's on top of my list. God's up there. I mean, Who in their right mind as a saved person, as a professing Christian, is not going to say, Jesus is on the top of my list, God's on the top of my list? I mean, right? Seriously. Who's not going, as a professing Christian, what's on top of your list? Well, God, of course. And we say that with our mouths, but what do our lives reflect? First things first. We say that, and here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk about why it's important, and I'm going to give us two things that separate us from God. And it's as simple as that. No big drawn out anything. And if I don't get finished with what I'm talking about tonight, I'll just take it over next week. So, man, that's like insurance right there. You want to preach on Wednesday? How about two Wednesdays? Because that's insurance. I want to ask you, why is God supposed to be first in our lives? And let me say this. We'll say he's number one. We'll say, I'm a professing Christian. I'm saved. But the scripture talks about those who, you know, they honor me with their mouth, but not with their actions. Let me give you an example. Just today, I work in an environment where sometimes I deal with difficult people. You think you wouldn't need security in a hospital, but it's just the way it is. And so I'm in this environment, and I'm dealing with a difficult individual. And he was scolded because he was singing loudly. And in the particular portion of the hospital that he's in, it was upsetting the other patients. And so they were getting mad, and they were starting to threaten this guy. And here's what he was singing. Oh, Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thine hands have made. And then he gets to that, then sings my soul. And it was going down the hallway, and this woman walked up and said, if you don't shut up, I'm going to come in here and end your soul. So now, mind you, he is a Christian, right? I woke the baby, I'm sorry. And I scared the baby, that's what happened. So this is what this guy says. This Christian guy, he starts cussing her like a dog. I mean, dropping all those little nasty words, and I'm in there, and I'm going, ho, ho, ho. Listen, come on. Why can't I worship God the way? I said, you can worship God, brother. I'm glad you're worshiping God. We want you to worship God. But you got to tone the volume down because you're not the only person in here. I said, you're a Christian? Yeah! Okay. Well, here's what I think Christian, because I'm a Christian. And I said, I've been ordained with denominations. I said, I teach youth. I mean, I'm a Christian. Oh, did you understand me? Well, I understand Christianity. But right now, your mouth's saying one thing. I didn't put it like this. I wanted to say, this is what your mouth, you know. Your mouth's saying one thing. Your words are saying one thing, sir, but your actions aren't saying the same thing. And actually, your words aren't even, because now you've digressed and you're using profanities. Well, I'm not completely regenerated. I'm a sinner saved by grace, and so are you. You mean to tell me you never cussed? I said, well, not since I got saved and started living for the Lord. I don't cuss. You're a liar. And then he starts, and here there was just a demonic spirit, because then he goes off and starts saying all these other vile, nasty things. And so the thing is this, is we can say, oh, Wade, what Christian's not going to put Jesus on the top of their list? Of course he's on the top of my list. But what's your life reflecting? Why put him number one? Turn to Colossians chapter 1. I'm going to turn to Colossians chapter 1. I beat you all. I had it marked. Colossians chapter 1. Remember the question. The question is, why putting God first? Why put Jesus first? We want to put the first things first. Why does he need to be up there on top? Colossians chapter 1, verse 15. I'm going to read 15 through 20. Christ is, and the Bible just answers any question you have. I'm just telling you, You got a question about anything in life, the Bible just answers, it'll answer it. Well, there's a lot of gray. No, there really isn't. There really isn't any gray. The Bible will answer everything that you have question of. It will just answer it. Colossians 1, and if you have a question about something you hadn't figured out the answer yet, just go to the pastor. He'll answer it for you. He'll show you where it's at. You're welcome. Colossians chapter 1, verse 15. Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. For through him, God created everything. Everybody say everything.
Everything.
In the heavenly realms and on earth, he made the things we can see and the things that we can't see, such as thrones, kingdoms, rulers, and authorities in the unseen world. Everything was created. Will you hear that again? Everything was created through him and what? For him. Why put Jesus first? Because he was here first. Everything was created through him, and everything was created for him. Me and you included. Everything was created for him. Now if we could just get that into our lives and do everything that we do for him. I mean, come on. Everything was created through him and for him. Verse 17, he existed before anything else, and he holds all creation together. I'm going to stop right there for just a minute. Think about why Jesus first. Why God first? He holds everything together. Everything. I mean, you think about the solar systems. You think about the things that we couldn't even see till we had the Hubble. You know, when the Hubble, the telescope. I mean, think about the things. Louis Giglio, man, he's got a great presentation. The sounds that's way far out in solar systems that we don't even see. And he holds all of that together. Think about your bodies. I'm walking around here and I'm not just falling over, you know. I mean, my eyes aren't just going like the chicken, you know. I mean, think about how in the world is it that my intestines aren't just kind of falling all right down to here. He holds it all together. He holds it all together. Why do we want to put him first? Well, he holds everything together. So if he's not first in your life, he's not a priority to you and he's not important to you, then things are probably falling apart in your life. He holds it all together. Everything was created through him. Everything was created for him. He existed before anything else. Verse 17, he holds it all together. All of creation, not just me, not just you. You know what? He holds this building together because without the gravity and everything that he has produced, and I'm not a scientist or physics or anything. I mean, I just know that without the gravity, that this building would be twisting, and I mean, he holds it all together. Verse 18, Christ is also the head of the church, which is his body, which is whom? Who's the body of Christ? That's us. Or as they say around here, they say y'all. You say you-ins, right? And where I'm from, we say y'all, that's y'all. Around here, I got to say, that's you-ins. We're his body. If you're saved, you're raised. Just like he is, you're the body, and he's the head over the body. He is the beginning. Continue on verse 18. He is the beginning, supreme over all who rise from the dead. If you're a Christian, that's good news to you. Amen? All who rise from the dead. That means we're not, the death grave doesn't hold us. We rise from the dead, and he's the supreme ruler over all of us. So he is first in everything. Why put Jesus first? He reconciled, as it goes on to say. How many of you have heard the song, Jesus loves us, this I know? What's the next verse? For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Bible tells me so. He's to be first, quite frankly, because the Bible tells me so. And the Bible is, according to Timothy, God's inspired word. And God gave it to us by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, written down by the hand of man to correct us. And not just to correct us, but to show us what we're doing right. to show us where we're wrong so we can do right, to educate us, to teach us, so that we can go do every what? Good work. Every good work. Why him first? He's the very image of God. He was here before everything. He's supreme over all creation. Everything was created through him. He holds all of creation together. He's the head over the church, which is yuns and men's. Is that proper? No, it's just me. Okay. Usins. He's the head over the church. He's the beginning. So he is first in everything. God reconciled everything to him through Jesus Christ. Why God first tonight? Guys, I just want to encourage you. I want to encourage you. And honestly, seriously, be here next week. Because I want to talk about the things that separate us from God. Now, I've talked about the importance of putting him first and why we put him first. And the scripture is just very clear. I mean, there are other scriptures. You don't just have to use Colossians, 15-20. Don't just use that scripture. All through the Bible, you've got to. And if you'll put him first, you'll start reading those things. You'll start seeing them. You'll start recognizing them. But next week, I want to talk about the things that separate us from God. And so we can get those things out of our lives so we can put him first in everything that we do. Amen? Y'all stand.
We hope that you have been blessed, encouraged, and motivated by today's message. If you are interested in more messages by Christian Ministries Church, then log on to our website at www.cmchurch.net and click on the podcast link.